attention. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Is there a risk that the United States could lose its AAA credit rating, yes or no?
No risk of that.
No risk.
No risk.
This guy's been stumped since the third grade.
Robert Scott Bell.
I have a message. A message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our government back.
Scott Bell.
This is not an issue of credit rating. The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that.
What's going on here? Can you explain this one to me?
He's kind of gone crazy.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, any parents in the audience today? I got, do I have a lot on my mind? I do. I've been watching this unfolding drama out west with a young family, young parents of a child with a heart murmur. And how they took that little baby to the hospital and suddenly they lost custody of the baby. This kind of thing just, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. I always forget to say that. The next couple of hours live here on Genesis Communications around the nation, around the world, listening through the internet stream and of course the Robert Scott Bell Show website, robertscottbell.com. We're going to do more on water rights today, but before we get there, parental rights. Also, all the things you will not hear on CNN, NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, and the like about the Boston Marathon bombing. The questions that are too rude or politically incorrect to ask, we continue to ask them right here on this show. Because the things that have happened since then are so unreal that it's become surreal. So I've asked Liam Sheff to join me a little later in the program. We'll talk about that. Also, what's happening in Syria? What they're not telling you about what's happening in Syria and why? We're getting to the bottom of it as the CIA manages another Middle East debacle. So stand by for that. And by the way, the phone number, if you'd like to be a part of the show, 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Front of the line if you want to call in now. I am a little more open than usual to calls because I just got back from out of town. Almost didn't make it to the live broadcast here. So some of this will be stream of consciousness. But where I wanted to start was my parental concern or my concern as a parent for parents and for the kids that you're parenting. Hopefully. This is a story I covered last week. Anna and Alex Nikolaev of Sacramento, California. Everything happens in California, isn't it? They lost custody of their five-month-old son last week when they decided to seek a second opinion before having the baby undergo heart surgery. And they weren't even bringing the baby in for heart surgery, although it had a heart murmur. This little child had kind of a cough or something. They were concerned maybe it was a flu or a cold or something like that. So they're not irresponsible, except that they relied on doctors and hospitals, perhaps. But you'd think that they would be all for them as far as the medical industrial complex, the Church of Biological Mysticism. Because if you haven't figured this out already, if you're in America listening to this show, you live under a nationalized religion, national religion. The United States has a religion. It's the exclusive religion. It's unconstitutional. It's true. Because Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of a religion nor prohibiting the free exercise thereof. But what's happened is that the corporate America, the United States corporation has adopted, or maybe the corporation has adopted the corporation, the state religion of modern medicine, the Church of Biological Mysticism. You doubt me? Just try to take your child in to a hospital like they did, as you would think responsible parents would in a case like this. And then you find that the hospital is beginning to make mistakes and you're beginning to call them into question. Is this the place we want our baby child to be undergoing any kind of care? This is the short version of this, by the way. I have it linked up in the show notes at parentalrights.org. You can see the story. And so they took the baby out of the hospital after, basically, they found the baby was fine, not in any imminent danger. No imminent threat to life at that moment. They went out, went from the hospital they were in at Sutter to, I believe, a Kaiser Permanente hospital. There's no endorsement for any of these hospitals. I'm just, these are the hospitals named in the story. And they went to the second hospital, and the doctors determined that the little baby Sammy was just fine enough to go home, didn't need any additional support at the moment. The next morning, police came to the house of the family and basically took the child. Despite the Kaiser Hospital saying everything's fine, there's no urgent need, and then suddenly you've got the police, the judge, the courts, enforcing the edicts of the medical police state. One hospital gets upset. They don't like you going to getting a second opinion. Suddenly your child is not your own anymore. Now, what I've said here on the Robert Scott Bell Show for years is that if you are born or you birth your children in a hospital, they automatically issue a birth certificate. Now, lest you think that's not a big deal, because it happens always, right? It's just what they do, Robert. What's the big deal? Well, a certificate of birth, a birth certificate. Think about birthing a ship. You have a certificate of birth when that ship is born and goes on to the sea or under the law of admiralty. And this birth certificate, they stamp the bottom of your child's feet and they place it on the certificate instead of the land. And it's permanently a fixture or a vessel of the state, according to some pretty, well, I'm just going to say it's pretty disgusting. But it's been going on for generations, where the government has claimed ownership over your children, and they do this prior to your having children, even prior to having your children in a hospital, because you believe that you have to ask permission to get married. And I don't care what kind of marriage you call it. For all the people that want to have gay marriage, I could give a flip less. But the fact that you're asking the government to sanction your marriage is stupid. It's plain stupid. Why do you want them involved? And for the heterosexuals out there, heterosexual marriage, why do you want the government involved to sanction yours over any others, or yours at all? Do you need that acknowledgement by the state, or is it enough that you love your spouse and you want to spend the rest of your life with them and maybe bring some children into the world? Should that not be enough to be between you, your loved one, and God, or the Creator, however you perceive the Creator to be? And should that not be a religious institution ceremony, if you will, a spiritual ceremony, if you will, not one that was needing acknowledgement nor a stamp of approval by government, which in theory was designed to be subservient to we the people. But we the people have long since given up on their birthright, and they ask permission for everything. Everything! We gotta have permission to wipe our bottoms now! You want to cut hair? Ask permission. Get a license. That's right. Anything you can do, you now need permission of the state to do it. There are no more rights. There are only a bunch of privileges, which means we've become a slave class. I hope some of you are saying, speak for yourself, Robert. I'm not even speaking for myself here as I extricate. Can you extricate yourself from that? Sure. Sure you can. But you're convinced perhaps that it's not possible, or the only way you can do it is to have some kind of magic secret handshake to do it. What is your birthright? I believe your birthright is in healing, yes. That's why I remind you each and every, 6 days a week on the Robert Scott Bell Show, that the power to heal is yours. But the power to not be enslaved is yours. Or at least to not cooperate with your captors. It's a scary time. Once you realize, you wake up and you say, oh my gosh, I woke up and I'm a slave in the country I thought was free. The freest country on earth. You got to get permission to do just about anything and everything. You want to open a business? You want to buy a home? By the way, if you think you own that home when you have it paid off, how come you're paying taxes on that home? You can't tax property. But they changed the nature of property, and now it's real estate. Can you tax a human life? No, but they recategorize the human baby as chattel via birth certificate. And then, of course, if you want a tax deduction for that baby, you're going to have to stamp him or her with the number of the beast. Despite the fact that there is no law requiring or compelling you to have one of those beastly numbers to work and live in America. I'm so tired of being stamped. I mean, go back to World War II, Nazi Germany. Put the yellow star or whatever color Star of David's on your clothing. Or whatever minority you want. Or majority. It doesn't matter. You think that America is a Christian nation? No. This America is now officially a medical nation. You do, you know, you think you do the right thing. And I'm telling you, the most dangerous thing you can have in America is not a gun, never has been. The most dangerous thing in America that you can have is good health insurance. And what? Health insurance? Where did that come from? Well, the good health insurance, and it, even though Obamacare is not good health insurance, it is what I'm talking about. It is disease management. It's a ticket to disease management. If you have what's called good health insurance, you will be covered for every invasive procedure that they can bill your insurance company for. And the risk there is that you become a statistic to the leading cause of death in America, modern medicine. Not one, it's not second or third or fourth, it's the leading cause. Hey, listen, we got to hydrate you. We're going to talk parental rights. My good friend Paul Bertier is going to be back because there were so many questions about the water we talked about a few weeks back. We're going to do more of that. But the power to heal is yours. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
My name is Stephen Dewar. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Look out, big State Pharma. There's a new sheriff in town.
You called down the thunder, well, now you got it.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, if you'd like to be part of the Robert Scott Bell Show today, give me a call right now, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Phones are wide open for you. And I began speaking about parental rights today, and I didn't go in, it's kind of stream of consciousness. I literally just got back from a trip. I was lecturing on health sovereignty to a group, and I'm happy to continue that discussion, but those things... you know, if we call it health sovereignty, the ability to care for ourselves and care for one another without government interference, without mandates, without slavery, we've got to know what to do. And that's what we try to relate to you each and every week here on GCN's version of the Robert Scott Bell Show and five additional days of the week through Natural News Radio on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And to continue our discussion, I've asked Paul Bertiero to come back on the show. He was with me a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about water. People have been asking me for a long time, Robert, what do you drink? What do you drink? What do you drink? Paul helped me set up Robert's water. So you know what I drink. What does the Bell family drink? What do my kids drink? And the question is why? And after Paul was on, we've had a lot of questions. People call in, and I appreciate that they're doing it, going to Robert's Water or clicking the link in the show notes and asking some really good questions, because for some of you, it's a new concept, ionizing water. I mean, you understand the concept of filtering and purification. But where I want to take water is much further than that, much beyond that. And to do that with me now, Paul is back on the program. Paul, you there?
I am.
Hey, man. Thank you for being here. Thank you. And thanks for setting up and talking to a lot of folks that have been calling and asking questions about this.
Absolutely. It's been enjoyable. Of course, I love it.
Yes. Well, also, you can just to let you know, if you go to robertswater.com, you can download a free 10-page booklet that will explain a lot of this, but verbally, sometimes we need to hear it. And I've been utilizing it for years, so I don't want to assume everybody knows. And turns out, Paul, you said people are calling saying, I don't even know what an ionization unit is. What does it do?
Right, right. Yeah, that's one of the main questions they ask, because as you pointed out, people are aware of filtering systems and water softeners and reverse osmosis systems, but they really just haven't been exposed to water ionization, and it's the question, and the answer is really simple. Ultimately, it is a water ionizer changes water to become a very powerful antioxidant. Now, with our ionizer, we also have 13-stage filtration, so you do get the water clean, of course, but beyond cleaning the water, ionized water is healthy to drink, and it is good for you because it's antioxidant. It has so many benefits.
Well, antioxidant, of course, we talk about oxidative stress as a mainstay in understanding the aging process. Oxidative damage to cells that have been depleted minerally or otherwise have no protection or limited protection. And so if water can become an antioxidant, it will support immunity. It will support many metabolic functions. And so it becomes more than just mere hydration.
Yeah, exactly. Water, it becomes, ionized water becomes a huge detoxification tool. And number one, it's a very powerful antioxidant because of the negative electrical charge on the hydrogen side of the water, which hydrogen, the negative H principle, or the negative hydrogen, is the primordial antioxidant. So having hydroxyl radical ions and mass and having extra electrons in the water that are donated to the body to complete the free radicals, so they're not free radicals anymore, and just to have extra electrons to increase our energy, you know, it's drastic change. As I've talked to people in the last 2 weeks since we first did this a couple weeks ago, people are saying, what's the greatest benefit? And I said, well, within the first 24 hours of you drinking water, you're going to see an increase of energy. You're going to have clarity of the mind. You're going to have a number of different things that happen because, number one, increased hydration. Number two, increased energy level in the body because the body has the electrons and the electrical charge, if you will, to be able to function properly. And then to have the antioxidant, they start detoxifying right away, and they start telling all kinds of different experiences and, you know, people that don't snore anymore. I mean, all kinds of amazing stories over the last 10 years. But just having the thought process that water can be an antioxidant is different for many people to get around, because they think of orange juice or they think of, you know, green tea, or they think of other things that are antioxidant, but they don't think of water as being that. So it's a wonderful thought for them.
Well, and it simplifies things as well. Even, you know, orange juice, and I grew up drinking a lot of orange juice. My son likes it. I kind of limit it because it has a high glycemic impact. It's concentrating the sugars. But, yes, it does deliver vitamins and minerals. We're not against vitamins and minerals. Don't mistake what we're saying here. But the reality is water is that sustenance, as we're 70% or so water as it is. But having it to be something more than just mere hydration, which is important, right? We've all read, hopefully, Dr. Batman Gelage's book, Your Body's Many Cries for Water, over many years ago. But taking water to another therapeutic level as a homeopath, I alter the water by imparting it with information. And when you throw ions in there, when you alter the pH, there are things beside filtration that change the water for the better, including structuring the chaos that preceded it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I have, over the last 10 years, seen many, many people that have conditions. And I agree with Dr. Bamanan's book, which is Your Body's Many Cries for Water. I have the book. I love the book. I read it often when I'm on the plane. And it's just amazing to think that he had over 3,000 patients that he cured of digestive or stomach ulcers simply by prescribing that they drank X amount of water per day. So water is an integral part of who we are and our world around us. And in the 16-page book that you were referencing earlier, we go into the fact that it's all around us and it's part of us. But imagine people love education. And when people don't think all the time of the point you just made, which is almost three-quarters of our bodies are water. So you can imagine if you change the water that you drink, you're going to have a huge impact on your body, because that's three quarters of what you are. So people begin to get that understanding. And then when you tell them, to your point with orange juice, if you took organic, which is the only way you want to drink it, organic, fresh squeezed orange juice that you do it in your home in that time so that you get the real benefits, it's not been sitting on the shelves forever, but you have organic, fresh squeezed orange juice. If you were to test that from an electrical potential energy, you would get a negative 200, 250 millivolts. The ionized water in the Echo Water Ionizer that you drink from is a negative 820 to 850 millivolts. So imagine not having the glycemic result in the body, especially someone's diabetic. That's huge.
Yeah.
Not having the increased sugar, but getting that same three times the antioxidant in water. So you're not altering the body's chemistry in any way, shape, or form, other than you're increasing the body's ability to detoxify.
Paul, this is what we want to do, is bring this out to everyone. That's why I've asked you back. Stick around, Paul. We're going to talk more about this. If you want to read about what Paul's mentioning, go to robertswater.com or just click through the link at robertscottbell.com. It is fascinating, validated by a lot of good science, and, of course, changing the water in your body changes you for the better. We'll be right back.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com. Spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comblock shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazine.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, because of the overwhelming response to Paul's interview from a couple of weeks ago, Paul Baricharo, he's back. I've asked him to talk more on the water issue today as we ionize and alkalize and structure. And as I asked Paul before, I said, you know, what kind of questions are coming through? Because that means if, you know, one person, much less 30 people call, whatever, there's going to be a lot more of the same kind of question going on out there. And the water issue, you just laid it out beautifully, Paul, the whole idea of if people drink orange juice, it's, you know, they're targeting, hey, I got some antioxidants in there. I've got some vitamins, minerals. Of course, the downside is if you're diabetic or hypoglycemic, it's pretty concentrated fruit sugars, although it's not GMO at this point if you're going organic. But the reality is, can you achieve, or the question, can you achieve similar antioxidant potential? Well, it looks like we can go two or three times better with this water. And so is this a concept that people really get, to understand this kind of antioxidant potential of a liquid like this?
Well, I think in the beginning, people are like, basically in their mind say, why am I not aware of this? If this is such an incredible thing, then why am I not aware of it? And I always cite their minds to Asia, which, you know, 1 in 5 households in Japan have a water ionizer, and 1 in 8 in Korea. Here in the U.S., it's 1 in 15,000. So I don't want people to feel bad about the fact that they're not aware. 10 years ago, I wasn't aware, and it took my mind by surprise. But when I explain it to people and you talk about the chemistry and you get into it just a little bit of detail, they get it and they understand and they start to think about what water is. Water is a solvent. If we really understand what water is, it's used to clean things. And so it will clean our bodies out. So another, you know, beyond the antioxidant and beyond people getting their mind around the fact that water can be an antioxidant, when you see it in nature, it has different properties than when we run it through high-pressure pipes and municipal water purification systems and all these kind of things. It has very different properties when it's done being, you know, purified, so to speak, from man. So I think people do get it when you explain it, but it's definitely a new concept for them.
Well, and that's why there's a 16-page booklet available for free download. It's an ebook, and it's over at robertswater.com. Really encouraging those to do that. When I was at a conference out in, where was it? It was back in Long Beach. You weren't there, Paul. It wasn't Hell Freedom. This was 2 weeks after, and it was on the Queen Mary of all places. So we were actually on the water. But it was interesting. I met the son of he was a physicist. His dad helped write a book called Double Helix Water. I don't know if you've seen this book yet. And, you know, they were identifying and validating in at the research level in universities now the reality that water indeed is more than just hydrogen and oxygen, that it contains information, can hold and communicate it, and also when it's structured, it can change the bodies. It can alter physiology in ways that go far beyond the simplistic reductionist view that so many doctors still hold.
Absolutely, Dr. Emoto. There have been the greatest movie I've ever seen, and I would recommend everybody going to try and watch it on Netflix or on where. But there's a documentary, best I've ever seen, called Water, the Great Mystery. And they took best scientists in the world from all over the world, from MIT to Europe to everywhere, and they studied water from a spiritual, a chemistry, a science, and then from what I would call quantum physics. And all four of those, they studied water and explain it. And it's amazing when you start to understand what water is and what it is not. So, great.
Well, look, I want to do a little bit more with you on this subject, and then I want to get back into some parental rights issue, because I know you're a parent as well, and you're very concerned about these things. It's not that we throw out the medical baby with the bathwater, but it seems that modern medicine tends to throw the baby under the medical bus when it comes to a lot of issues that parents should and by right have the ability to say yay or nay to in regards to medical intervention. But when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about that, but also a little bit more wrap up on the water. I'll also give you a toll-free number. Those of you who are not into downloading things, to reach Paul if you have questions about this, go to robertswater.com. It's linked up in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. Appreciate y'all being here. Don't go anywhere. Say thanks to everybody that you're about to hear from. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here, wanting to speak to you from my heart. For those of you that listen to my show, you know I'm candid with my words. I have never been so encouraged to endorse a product as I am now. The Natural Action Water Device from Structured Water Technologies. This little device structures your water and neutralizes chemicals so your water is pure natural. No filters, no gimmicks, and no electricity. Just simple biophoton energy. There's a lifetime warranty and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Thinking about water should be serious. Thinking about drinking water is deadly serious. There's too much information to put in this 60-second commercial, so log on to structuredwatertechnologies.com. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com. You can also click on the link at my website, RonnieMcMullenShow.com. Do the research and find out why this little water unit is changing the world. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods 1 month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You're listening to the Godzilla of Health Talk Radio.
Run! It's Godzilla!
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Godzilla!
Tell you what, even Godzilla gets a lot nicer and friendlier when he has a structured water. He does. And we're talking one more segment about water with Paul Bertiero. Of course, you can go to robertswater.com, download a free ebook, 16 pages on this technology that ionizes structures and just does some amazing things. And we're talking also parental rights and the need for parents to protect their children often from the medical community because they don't know everything. It's one thing to put a child back together who's been, you know, fallen from a tree and broken a bone. It's quite another to manage diseases that may just be, well, simple dehydration, believe it or not. And that's something, Paul, I think, you know, the simplicity with which we can address the basics, then we find the complex things often disappear.
Yes. Yeah, I agree. You were mentioning scientific studies. Just want to remind everyone on robertswater.com, they can go and click the link and they can see all the scientific studies because even though it's new to them, it's a 40-year technology and there's been a lot of studies done on the water where they can see actual scientific, even double-blind studies that have been done. But yes, in parental rights, I am a father. I have a wonderful 10-year-old son, Jackson, and neat story about him. He has drank ionized water his whole life, and he would tell you himself, if he starts feeling run down, he just drinks the level 4 water. He has never had an antibiotic in his life of 10 years at this point. He has never had an antibiotic. And when he starts feeling run down, he drinks the water, which boosts his system, and so he doesn't get sick. It's very rare that he gets sick. So that's pretty amazing for a 10-year-old kid, I think.
Oh, it's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. And my kids, thank God, they've also not been subjected to antibiotics. This is something that, you know, as parents, we want to plug back into these natural methods. There's always going to be a way to intervene in a crisis, but so many of these crises can be averted if we know what to do. Now, hydration. I grew up drinking soda pop, Coca-Cola, and all of that stuff. And I know moms and dads out there, you want to get your kids to drink less soda, you put them on this water. Some pretty interesting things happen in that regard, too, do they not?
Yes. I mean, that's one of the happiest days in my life when I hear of families that purchase a water ionizer, and then they say that the consumption of those for their children has drastically gone down because they like the water better. And the body will want water better than soda. Soda is a diuretic and tons of salt, sugar, every possible thing. It was never designed to be drunk constantly, which is what society does now. But there's nothing better, in my opinion, than having people off of soda and drinking water, which is what their body needs.
Yeah, it's a funny story, Paul. My son, who's 13 now, is going off to of the bayou. They're doing some water reclamation projects. I think they're testing water. They've been doing that at their school, so they got a special trip to do. And my wife said, hey, I'll ship you some stuff down there for when you're down there for a week. Do you want me to ship you some soda? Now, you got to understand, we do this occasionally, the stevia soda, which is none of the things we grew up on. So it's a whole different realm. But my son said, nah, thanks, Mom, but I'll just drink my water. I'm like, you know, so it's for real what you're saying.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. And you know, they just feel better. It's like anything else. You know, people don't drink soda initially. They drink it because the water they are subjected to in their home or municipal water doesn't taste good. They don't like the way it tastes. It's got metals in it or it's got whatever in it. And they don't like the way it tastes. So they start drinking something else that has a flavor that tastes good, and then they get hooked because that's the design of soda.
Right.
Is, you know, it's a constant process. So, yeah, the water is far better. And once their body has that, their body wants it. And so they have, instead of having this addiction to soda, their body wants the water, which is much better for them. And, you know, pets are the same. I have dogs, and they prefer the ionized water. They'll leave a bowl, and I've done this for people because they don't believe me when I first tell them. I'll put two bowls down. They always go to the ionized water, and they'll leave the other one alone. Even if they're thirsty, they'll wait for me to fill up the ionized. Well, I mean, dogs are pretty perceptive. They know a good thing when they smell it.
Yes, and yes, the animals, they tend to know. I've heard these stories. I don't have pets right now, but I've had others confirm exactly what you're saying. These animals absolutely do know. By the way, if you want to learn more and you're not a web tech person and you can't go to Robert's Water for whatever reason, you're listening on the radio, you can always pick up the phone. I'm going to give you a toll-free number, and you can leave a voicemail if there's no one there at the time, but Paul will eventually get back to you. 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. A lot of your questions are answered in the ebook, but again, I wanted Paul back on today because there have been so many coming through, and Paul, I appreciate you taking the time to do it.
Thank you so much, Robert, and everyone, feel free to call me. This is what I love talking about.
Yeah, he's passionate about it. Again, 800-337-7017. If you'd like to reach me, call me now at 800-259-5791. Liam Sheff will join me next hour, but before we come back from the top of the hour break, I got another segment, and I'm going to talk to you about the dangers of artificial sweeteners, and Splenda in particular. You're not going to believe it. Stand by.
Springtime is sale time at
All right, Paul,
Herbal Healer Academy.
You.
Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, we have some more to discuss here on the artificial sweeteners. Now, if you have parental rights questions or comments, or next hour we're going to be talking more about the Boston Marathon, the cluster, you know what that has become. You can call me now at 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. We'll get Liam Sheff up on the board next hour. But there's a story here. You know, artificial sweeteners, of course, I've covered over the years, including and especially the worst of the worst, seemingly, is the Nutri-Poison, NutraSweet. But Splenda came on the scene a few years back, and they said, oh, this is the next great one, because I think people were catching on to the dangers of NutraSweet. And here, the Splenda was always a chlorine-based molecule. So I always argued that if you're going to use Splenda, don't eat it. Put it in your swimming pool. Save some money on chlorine. Just get a bunch of packets for free somewhere. But even that, you know, it's kind of tongue-in-cheek when I say it that way. The thing with artificial sweeteners, they've always been about how do we give you a sweet taste without having a negative glycemic impact or a caloric impact. And so these are the non-nutritive sweeteners, low or no in calories, and hopefully no glycemic impact. Now, they've promoted Splenda this way. And a lot of folks that are even naturally minded will go, oh, Splenda, that's natural, even though it's an artificial sweetener. There's a new study that was just published in the journal Diabetes Care, led by researchers at the Center for Human Nutrition, Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis. That's a real egghead research university. They wanted to find out the metabolic effects of sucralose in obese subjects who did not use other non-nutritive sweeteners. And so they put these subjects through a 5-hour oral glucose tolerance test, preceded by consuming either sucralose under experimental conditions or water under the controlled conditions, 10 minutes before the glucose load in a randomized crossover design. So this is actually a pretty high-level design. This is not a fly-by-night, get somebody that has a bone to pick with sucralose. They just wanted to find out, what is the glycemic impact here? And basically, they found a single dose of sucralose resulted in an increase in plasma glucose concentrations, a 20% increase in insulin levels, a 22% greater peak insulin secretion rate, and a 7% decrease in insulin clearance, which indicates a decreased insulin sensitivity. So if you think you're doing yourself a favor, if you know somebody that's pretending that they're doing better because they stopped NutraSweet, went on sucralose, not a whole heck of a lot better. Their conclusion, these data demonstrate that sucralose affects the glycemic and insulin responses to an oral glucose load in obese people who do not normally ingest this. Pretty clear that this is not a good way to go. But they're also showing some other research that sucralose is adding to the burden in inflammatory bowel disease. that it actually harms gut flora and GI health, which makes sense. Come on, it's a chlorine molecule. Why do they add chlorine to water? To kill microbes. That's what they do. Harming gut flora, gastrointestinal health. Increasing incidence of migraines. Sucralose might trigger migraines. And environmental persistence. The stuff is not broken down easily. It's chemically similar to DDT, another chlorinated hydrocarbon. Just so you're thinking, sucralose? No, not good at all. Also, environmental toxicity. They have concern in the behavior of crustaceans that it's accumulating in these water arenas, if you will. And so we look at this and say, is there another way to go? Now, in a real world, you would consume sugar not in a refined state. It would come in with everything, including fiber, including minerals, the most critical of which, when dealing with sugar metabolism and energy delivery, if you will, into and out of the cells that need it, we would be talking about the glucose tolerance factor, chromium. And that chromium has been so removed from all these sugars that it is precipitating and leading to the very diabetes that are leading people to think that they're doing better by doing artificial sweeteners, which, again, they're not. So if you have not already done so, I would urge you to call up Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com and give him a call at 866-424-1077 and ask him about the GTF chromium. Now, he'll send you a bottle or however many you want. I mean, I take them every day, 100 micrograms of the GTF chromium. It's a food-grown state, and it makes all the difference in the world in regulating blood sugar in ways that no drug can do, not even metformin or glucophage, and it'll do so without a downside, no negative. Now, granted, in type 1 diabetes, it is not the cure for type 1 diabetes, but people that have utilized it this way have managed the diabetes and the reliance on insulin in a little, let's say, more measured way. Less is needed if you know what to do. So it's not harmful to those, but you may need to change or alter the way you use medication or insulin when you do this. 100 micrograms three times a day, four times a day in extreme cases. And, of course, I've mentioned so many times the lycopodium and the iris in homeopathic form. And I even had somebody write me, you keep mentioning these really strange named remedies. What are they? How do I get them? Well, you can go online or go to the health food store and ask if they have lycopodium or iris. But it's probably going to be easier for you to call up King Bio, and they're at 800-543-3245, and just say, because they make complexes, so you don't have to think about it. So ask them which remedies that address hypoglycemia, that kind of thing, GI health, that also have lycopodium and iris, among others. Those just happen to be really principal key in this scenario, and they'll hook you up with the remedy, so you don't have to worry about it. But if you need to, you can go online and find them as well. And, of course, when you call Jonathan at Choose to Be Healthy, you can actually ask for the book that Christopher Barr has written on chromium as well as selenium. And for those of you who want to get hydrated in a new and an incredible way, you just visit robertswater.com, making it easy as possible for you to drink what I'm drinking. And robertswater.com, you can download the ebook for free, or you can call Paul, who was on with me today, and ask any question. We tried to answer a bunch of them for you at 800-337-7017. All right, that's it for hour one. We got a whole other hour, and then we'll kick in with Advanced Medicine Monday tomorrow on the Robert Scott Bell Show. But don't go anywhere. It's just a quick news break. And when we come back, we're going to talk with Liam Sheff about what's happened since the Boston Marathon bombing. What was it all? All the questions that the mainstream media will not ask, we're going to. And we'll even answer some of them. Why will we do that? Because of the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
My name is Kay Swirling, and I am in the early part of my 10th decade. I want to discuss the issue of pharmaceuticals versus minerals and vitamin supplements. I remember a discussion between my mother and me. It was at that time that canned vegetables and fruits were introduced into the U.S. market. It was some time before my mother and others felt comfortable with food in cans. That was also the time when drugstores offered for sale cough syrup and aspirins and not much else. Let's fast forward to this decade, the here and now. Simple drugstores are large corporations with the message that they are the ones who have the power to cure human ills. Meanwhile, the battle continues with minerals and vitamins being the answer to human ills. Who will win the battle? I believe and hope it will be the belief in the power of vitamins and minerals over that of the toxic chemicals in prescription drugs. What do you think?